Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. May the Lord help the saints to press on and hold fast for the faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. And Maranatha.
Y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you?
No.
Y'all remember, what's his name? Damien. Duh. He'd say, you don't mind if I call you sergeant, do you? That's what he would say to me. Hey, you all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? Thank you, Lord. Well, that's what God calls us. Huh? Now, he expects us to act like saints. I'm going to call y'all saints. Hallelujah. Oh, there is St. David. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. St. Terry? Praise the Lord. Huh? Some of you are kind of dry this morning. Huh? Put some water on these saints, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. My heart's indicting a good matter. The Lord helps me with that. If he didn't help me, I'd be bitter. I'd be sad. I'd be angry. I'd be grumpy if the Lord didn't help me. So if you're that way, you need help from God. Huh? Come on, put on a happy face, saints. Imagine being saints and not happy about it. Wait, we got to tell y'all how to respond to being a saint. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Peter tells us how we should do it. He said we should show forth the praise of him who called us out of darkness. Another one said we should rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the hour of prayer, the time to worship you. We thank you for this opportunity that we can declare your wondrous works. We can present our bodies in the performance of our reasonable service. As I was in prayer this morning, Lord God, we came in my heart about the secret place. My God, we would just take that in, Lord. So many times, Lord, we let the devil steal from us. And, oh God, we just walk in, oh God, hallelujah, in darkness when there's light before us. Help us, Father, to mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Help me, Lord God, to speak in the power and conviction of the Holy Ghost. Let us hear what the Spirit saith, Lord. And you, thank you, Lord, that you might be glorified in all things. We thank you for the rain. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We even believe that there's more to come. We would like to say that we're undeserving, Lord. Some experience fires and destruction of homes and land and property, oh God, but you had mercy upon us. Let us not take it for granted, Lord. We are not better than they. So we thank and praise you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I think it was in Georgia that I heard the report where about 100 homes were destroyed. Lots of trees and grass burned up. Yeah, fires just devastate. Hallelujah. Fires just devastate. And all of our works are tried by the fire. Y'all know this in the book, huh? And if the fire burned them up, just burn them up. If they're no good, the fire will burn them up. Huh? Yet we ourselves can be saved. But them works, if they're not of God, they're going to burn up. If it's not of God, it's going to be shaken. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So Charlene told me a good thing. Well, my heart is just indicting a good matter. I'm excited. Praise the Lord. About being a Christian. Y'all Christians? Praise the Lord. Some not sure, huh? Well, if you're not sure, you're not a Christian. All right? Hey, anybody in here love the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Charlene was telling me about some place, they had a drought and they called in some folk to do a rain dance for them. She said, it didn't rain. And I said, well, when they called on Baal, the fire didn't come down either. Huh? Praise the Lord. But it reminded me of an account someone told me about making it rain. But, you know, God don't want us to call in folk to do a rain dance and then ask him for rain. Well, what that means then is when we ask God for something, we depend on God to do it. See what I'm saying? Now, there's no need to say, Lord, give us rain, and then we call in folk to do a rain dance. Well, you know, God doesn't give us faith to do rain dances. He gives us faith to call on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not to do a fire dance. Call on him, and he'll send down the fire. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Yeah, a man once told his friend, he said, yeah, I can make it rain. He said, you take your willow switch and you get your wife, you strip her naked and whip her till she pee on herself. He said, man, you must be crazy. Are you married? He said, I was till I made it rain. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. Undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him. Love and praise him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. So we have some distressing situations among us. Well, that's not strange. Here's what Peter said. He's a thing and not strange. Concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice. Oh, Peter. It's okay for us to read it now. Y'all going to have trouble if I preach it. You don't know what I'm going through, so I'm going to have trouble if you preach that, Pastor Wright. I'm sorry about it. Okay? I'm sorry about it. Huh? Peter said, not only don't think it's strange, like some strange thing has happened to you, he said, but rejoice. See? Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. Hallelujah. Now, being the preacher and being called, I do it this way. You know, because I'm called. Otherwise, I'd do it differently. You know, I'd appeal to your humanity. I'd appeal to your carnality. But I'm like Paul. I want to speak to you as unto spiritual. Is that okay, Ann? Hallelujah. So I expect for you all to come along with me when I say we should rejoice in our suffering. James backed him up. He said, count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Hallelujah. Knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. However, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Now, the truth hurts, but it sets you free too. Some like the truth that don't hurt. I don't know that one. Some like the truth that don't reprove. I don't know that one either. I don't know that one. The one that, you know, agrees with our wickedness and identifies with our iniquity. I don't know that truth. No, I'm glad. Thank you, Lord. I know the truth that sets me free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord Jesus. Free to serve him. Free to overcome. Y'all know we're overcomers. Y'all tell the devil, say, I'm an overcomer. Tell him. Talk to him. No. Hey, don't rail on your neighbor. Hey, don't rail on your neighbor. Don't complain. say, hey, Satan, I'm an overcomer. Yeah, tell him. Tell him like, hallelujah, that God is on my side. Glory, glory. Tell him. And the God of peace is going to bruise you under my feet shortly. Talk to him. Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what you do, y'all. Go forth in the power.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's our adversary, but we have power over him.
Amen.
We got power over the flesh too.
Amen.
Huh? Hey, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. So let's not play into his hands. Sherry was telling me she started an ant war. Well, don't play into the devil's hands. He'll start a saint war. He'll have us biting and devouring one another. Huh? He has to have something to work with, though. Oh, I have to have, and too much, we give him something to work with. Well, we believe God. Well, he said give him no place.
Amen.
Now, let's believe him then. Hey, y'all saints. Hey, y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? Praise the Lord. Here's what the wisdom of God said. Give no place to the devil. He said make no provision for the flesh. If you do, you will fulfill the lust thereof. Hallelujah. But we're too easily moved with the silly, foolish stuff. Hallelujah. Now, Yoko is a good example in our midst. She's got the spirit about her that she's able to get through all this, swim through all this excrement. All this excrement. But you ought to, you know, learn from her. Huh? She puts up with the same excrement that you put up with. See? Huh? Shame on you if, you know, you can't take anything. You're easily offended. And my God, y'all know that's wicked? Not like we all too. Oh, there's Yoko in our midst. Well, I guess she's made out of different stuff, huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can do the same thing. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, where are we going? We're going to the kingdom, brother. Huh? Going to be with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, they agree with me, Yoko. We'll see what they do about it. We'll see what they do about it. Hallelujah. We can all look at each other. You know, whatever you put up with, everybody here, we're all subject to the same thing. Same flesh, same devil, you know. Same power of God, too. Same power of God, too. Hallelujah. So we like to, tell everybody how sad our case is and, you know, how we're in such a place. What I would say, you know, it's not so much our lot that caused problems for us. It's our outlook.
Amen.
See? Well, what you ought to do is just say, I'm more than a conqueror. And whatever this is, it's supposed to work out for my good. In fact, it will work out for my good. This is the promise of God. Well, we can easily get moved away from that. Especially if something hurts us, something offends us, and then my God, we can't get to the place we need to be. And of course, we make provisions for ourselves. Well, it's okay if I get offended. Well, I guess it's okay if Sherry gets offended too. See? Oh, we don't do it like that. No, when Sherry gets offended, I'm offended. Well, well, well. I just use Sherry. I can just well say Terry. What I'm saying is you've got to afford people the same as you. You know. Come on. Same. If you've been tried, just like your neighbor. Huh? Oh, don't. Well, God takes it easy on pastor, right? Why? Who? How does he do that? I guess he's unrighteous, huh? Huh? Pastor Rice got him bribed or something. Is that a little situation? Oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I got to put up with so-and-so. What a privilege, huh? Hallelujah. What a privilege. Bear one another's burden. So fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Brother Larry, for selling them peas, man. Give James a break. Hallelujah. Where's James? Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. But we are concerned about living beneath and walking beneath our dignity. But we do that all the time. You know, we're sons of God. And lo and behold, who's going to take it from us? Nobody. I mean, God gave it to you. All that God has given us, no one can take it. The devil is a thief, but he can't take stuff. If we're negligent, he'll steal it. But if we are sober and vigilant and circumspect and watchful, come on, if we really cherish it, you know, as something valuable, then the devil can't do anything with it. If you would just agree to the truth, we just don't esteem the things of God as we should. Y'all know there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about neglecting a great salvation. What fool would do that? Huh? What fool would neglect a great salvation? Huh? Praise the Lord. I mean, they don't neglect their cars. They're right, David. They keep them shined up. Back them out. Oh, what about our salvation? Well, you know. When I get around to it, maybe we'll pull a little maintenance on it. Right now, I got to work on the backhoe. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, help me, Jesus. Now, we need you all to respond. I was just thinking about a situation. You know, if you go look in on somebody and you say, well, yeah, I looked in on Marilyn, but she's not responsive. That'd be not good. Not good. Well, come on, saint. Hey, y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? Huh? Well, we want some right responses in here. I'm talking to you about a mighty God, a holy, even your God. Hallelujah. A righteous response is required. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Stir up your pure minds. I endeavor to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Put you into remembrance. You once knew this. How God, having saved the people out of Egypt afterwards, destroyed them that believed not. Now, you once knew this. I just want to put you in remembrance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Is your heart indicting a good matter? Are you ready to pick strawberries today? Brother Walter, we're going to pick strawberries? All right. There you go, saints. Your opportunity. Don't look down, saints. Pray, rejoice. Y'all like strawberries? All of you? Well, let's do it this way. Anybody in here don't like strawberries? Good. I didn't think so. We like strawberries, don't we? Well, there we go. I know you're going to prove it by showing up in the strawberry patch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know, what's the situation on the peas? Not today? Nobody knows? Look and see? All right. Well, there you go. Anybody here like peas? Yes. All right, then we can pick strawberries and we can pick peas. Isn't it all right? Hallelujah. Aren't we blessed? Now, are you going to look on this as a blessing or thorn in the side? Well, I'm here to give myself, but my God, I got to pick peas. It's getting in my way. Is that right? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We took some pictures. Yeah, there were some people missing in the pictures I took. Oh, I can't do anything about that. No, what I can do is what I'm doing. Huh? After that, it's on you. Huh? You eat peas, and God give us peas, and we can't get you to pick peas. Now, that's just not right. No, no, no. That's just not right. That's not right. Hallelujah. That's not right. Bless your name, Jesus. Yeah, it's beautiful when we all get together. Well, we weren't all there, but the ones that were there still made a good picture. Would have been a better picture if you were in it. Huh? See? Hey, like here, it's a good picture, but some are missing. It's not that we're looking for them to be missing. We're looking for them to be here, but they're still missing. You understand? We don't look for our brothers halting. No, I don't. When I went to the pea patch, I expected to see folk. I didn't go out there saying, well, you know, so-and-so is not going to be here. Now, some go like that, but I don't. When I go, I expect to see folk out there, especially when they get an invitation. Come on. So, again, I'm going to look. Y'all understand? But that shouldn't move you. You should just be there where anybody, because God's going to look. Y'all understand that? As much as you say you believe God sees everything and judges righteously, when he look and don't see you, then he going to judge righteously. Now, don't be a fool. We are foolish, though. Yeah, absolutely. Because this time when I go and don't see, I'll probably come look for you. And I'll say, hey, why aren't you there? You'll say, well, I'm doing that. And I'll say, well, hell, I don't want that done. If you don't want to do that, then go home. See how I'm right up front. See how right up front. See how the truth makes me free. Now, there's still opposition against what I'm saying. Y'all know what that is? That's wickedness. The devil ain't going to leave you alone as long as you're in. No, no. He's going to wear you out. He's going to wear you out. And it should be the other way around. You should be wearing him out. Overcome. I saw quite the sight this morning. I told Rose about it. You know, Larry's got them big fat cats down there. I saw this mocking bird running this cat, and the cat was running with all its might. Huh? I said, Rose, that's backwards. I said, that cat shouldn't be running from that bird. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be running from that devil. Absolutely not. Huh? No, we should put him to flight. 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. Hallelujah. Arise the war warriors. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not going to look to see who's not there. I'm going to go look to see that you're there. All right? As long as you get it right. Hallelujah. And I'm sure we're very ingenious. Huh? We can come up with some of the best things why we shouldn't do it. That's why the devil has his way with us. You see, we're wise in our own conceit. You know, if anything, I would try to find a way to be there. Absolutely. Now, I'm being honest with y'all. Now, either you think I'm lying, but I'm telling you the truth. What I would do is I would make my way out there with all that is within me. On the other end, then I would try to make excuses, find something that's so important, or be so afflicted, going through such a hard trial that I can't do it. The devil will work with you. As long as you're in that attitude, he's going to wear your butt out. Huh? Now, at least I'm being honest with you. Now, I'm your friend. The devil, he's your adversary. He's your enemy. Yeah, he don't want you to go to the pee patch. Not when you're told. He wants you to go when you want to go. You know that. Y'all see how honest I'm being with y'all? We are without excuse, huh? Willingly ignorant? Absolutely. 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 Hallelujah. Terry, I guess we'll have to make our way to the pea patch. We've been brothers, though. We better make our way to the strawberry patch. All right? Hallelujah. Let's try to pick in harmony now. All right? If they've been picked already, we'll try not to pick over them again. Okay? Oh, they're quiet on me now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me read my scriptures. We got Marilyn with us this morning. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? We're all here, though. See? How sad that is, huh? Y'all don't think it's sad? I mean, continuously? It's very sad. But make sure you learn a lesson. If you don't, that's very sad, too. That's very sad. Hallelujah. So everybody understand? I hope you do now. A living sacrifice. Now, this is not my requirement. Since I'm a servant of God sent by God, I tell you this. Since you are saints, y'all don't mind if I call you saints, then you understand what I'm saying is true. Okay. All right then. Yeah, present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God. This is our reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. They're protesters. They're dissenters. Yeah. Complainers. Yeah. Praise the Lord. They praise the Lord. They everything but doers of the word. Come on, saints. But be ye doers of the word, not forgetful hearers, deceiving your own selves. Now, we've been around and we've seen the devil work on folk, and we've seen people, you know, refuse God's good grace and frustrate it. Well, we ought to learn something. Ask God to put some fear on you. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Rob. Y'all remember Rob? Used to work in the radio room. Now, when I first got here and whatever, things went on, he used to sit right over there. Charlene used to say, man, he preaching, he out-preach you? That's always a problem. Some of us hadn't learned, though. Some still try to preach when I preach. That's always wrong. But he just preached himself right out of here. Absolutely. I would go down to the radio room. I would walk past it. And then I would see Brown bending on his ear. Huh? Now, and pretty soon, he was gone. Pretty soon, what's her name? That was another one. Rosetta. Pretty soon, Rosetta was gone. She was with us at first, you know. Oh, yeah, Rob was with us. Rob used to call me the man of God. So you see how I take stuff like that, huh? Y'all don't flatter me. Absolutely not. To flatter somebody, you have to have something to work with. I'm not going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. But the problem was they were just renegades. Huh? And that's one of the words I looked at this morning. And it came to me when I was listening to a report about the war in Iran and how both the leaders are doing the same thing, rhetoric and posturing. They talk about peace while they get ready for war. Yeah, they're both doing the same. Hallelujah. A dissident is a person who strongly agrees with and publicly criticizes. In established government, organization, or authority. And that's what these did. Y'all, I could name them. You know their names. Huh? They were dissidents. They were not in step. They were not in agreement with the established authority. In fact, as far as they concerned, they were concerned, there was no established authority except the authority they had. Now, I'm telling y'all the truth. Well, it's not completely gone. That's why I'm talking like this. And you can do what you want to. I have freedom. I've got power. Yes. Hallelujah. I got help from God. So whatever you want to do to me, have at it. Huh? I'm surrendered to God. But if we would just open our hearts and hear what I'm saying, we saw God take them away, but I'm telling you how it came about. They were dissidents. They were openly opposed to the established authority. In fact, in their heart and mind, there was no established authority except for theirs. And they had no problem, you know, showing forth their authority. Y'all don't understand that? Only as much as we get it applied. Huh? We have no authority to observe Christmas as Christians. No, we can do it as a heathen. And we are instructed to learn not to wear the heathen. Praise the Lord. But see what a stronghold that is? I mean, people fight tooth and nail. Why can't I keep Christ? Well, you can. Not in honor of God, though. See? You all can be dissidents. Not in honor of God. Understand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the only out we have, or only valid reason for disobeying authority, it calls us to disobey God. That's the only. Other than that, we need to do it. Well, that's what I work with, Pastor Rice. You know, I make sure that God tells me something that, you know, so that I can't do what you tell me to do. Yeah, see how wise we are? Wise in our, you know that's how it is, huh? Oh, yeah. You see where it takes them, though, don't you? It'll do the same for you. It'll do the same for you. Absolutely. These were all experts in the knowledge of what time it is, who God is, what Brother Stair said. Absolutely. Y'all don't like the way I talk, do you? They were authorities on what Brother Stair said, what Brother Stair meant, what time we're in, what's going on, and yeah, they were. And it took them away from here. They were in opposition to the established authority. And I was so blessed when we showed up at the magistrate and we presented our little case, they presented their little case. And the master, the first thing he said was, somebody got to be charged down there. And what wisdom, huh? Huh? Man of the world, he didn't profess to know. He said, somebody has to be in charge down there. You know, we can't all do what we think is right. Not in righteousness. Not in prosper. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you just look at the profile of all those that were here and so spiritual and knowledgeable and see where it got them. Hallelujah. Well, we should learn something. Huh? You don't remember? Hallelujah. They sit right in here, you know, and call us brother, call us, yeah. When it's time to let brotherly love continue, they flopped out. Y'all gonna let brotherly love continue? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I do understand that the only reason that hasn't happened to us is because God hadn't let it happen. I do understand that. We're no better. Absolutely not. We can understand that It's God's righteousness, though. Because he could just as well have taken me out and let them stay. That's why I open my mouth and praise him. I still can't figure out why people who can talk say everything but what they ought to say. Hallelujah. You see how I say that?
Amen.
Let me say it again. I thank God that he could have taken me out, but he didn't. But you see how I give him glory. I say it. Some won't say it like that. Some won't say it. Some say, well, you know, look at me.
Thank you, Jesus.
You wicked. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read this. A dissident is a person who strongly disagrees with and publicly opposes or criticizes an established government, organization, or authority. How about that? Dissident, it implies going against a majority or official policy. It describes actions that are dissenting or unorthodox. How about that? Synonyms are rebels, protesters, mavericks, nonconformist. I don't care how Pastor Rice instructs us to worship, I'm not going to do it. See, I like the way I preach it. I don't care what he say. I should do with my mouth to glorify God. I'm not going to conform to that. No, not me. Well, I'm Pastor Rice. Well, how should I preach it? Thank you. Nonconformist. I ain't going to do it. Rebels. Nonconformists, protesters, dissenters, mavericks, unholy, unthankful. Renegade, agitator. See? That's stir up excrement. We're very good at it. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, we use it to agitate. Praise the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, not agitators. The peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The term often appears in discussions, the term dissident, regarding human rights. Political reform. And ideological disputes. That's, usually it's about our human rights, It's not about our God-given rights. We really don't esteem them. Now, we don't fight much for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get out of my way, devil. I'm going to the tabernacle. We don't do it like that. It is our right. It is our right. Get back, flesh. Get back, carnal mind. I'm going in the dining hall. I'm going to hear the word of God preach. See? It is our right, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, we'll see how y'all do. I'm going to obey them that have the rule on me. Get out of my way, devil. Hey, y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? You see how blessed I am? You know, God has given me the calling to preach this. It's his word. Now, you are his people. We shouldn't have any problem with it. We shouldn't. Hey, y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? Glory, glory. I don't want to call y'all dissidents. Even if you do that stuff, I'd rather call you saints. You know, at least you can be conformed, huh? Once I keep, hey, no, not like that. You're saints. Saints. Call to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're all sons of God. Called of God. Amen. Called into the fellowship. Again, fellowship is mutual. Things in common. How wicked when we try to do it differently. Huh? Whatever we do, we want to make sure our iniquity shows up. I do it, but this is how I do it. I do it, but this is when I do it. Come on. And these things are so subtle, so intrinsic, yeah, that they show up and you don't even know what's going on. Hallelujah. You know, we like to do it, but when I want to do it. I worship God, you know. Well, let's worship Him. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So that Iranian leader over there, you know, because Mr. Trump said, man, they're all disjointed over there, you know. They're going against the government, and yeah, here's what their leader said. He said, no, that's not the case. He said, ain't nobody here but Iranians. How about that? So that's my meditation, you know. That's some power there, if they were all Iranian, which is not the case. What I want to say is ain't nobody here but Christians. Y'all see what I'm saying? Huh? That's how I live it. That's how I preach it. That's how I talk it. That's how I walk it. Now, you might esteem yourself to be somebody, but I say, huh? Nobody here but Christians. Huh? You see? Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God rout out all them other things. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to be a Christian in my heart. In my heart, in my heart. Oh, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Oh, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart, in my heart. Oh, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Now, this is no more than what the scriptures say. This is how we are to walk. Huh? Not male, not female. Huh? Not rich, not poor. Huh? Not wise or unwise. Christians. 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 Praise the Lord. That other stuff is iniquity. And let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Huh? So we are Christians. That's the only way we're going to speak the same thing. Only way we're going to dwell together in unity and work together in peace and harmony as Christians. We're not going to do it otherwise. So when we're not doing it, then we're not doing it as Christians. That's my message. Y'all hear? That is my message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sothenes, our brother, unto the church. Who is that? To the church. Praise the Lord. The church of God, which is at Canides. Paul says here at Corinth, same church, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means separated unto
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
They're no longer Bushes.
Amen.
Or Pattersons.
Thank you.
Mm.
Amen.
Because they are separated unto Christ. They're no longer Bushes. No longer Bushes. Or Pattersons. Or Johnsons. Separated unto Jesus Christ. See? I'm losing some of my thunder in here. Where's all the saints? Hallelujah. Sanctified in Christ Jesus. Called to be saints. With all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Both theirs and ours. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is who this is written to. Well, should we listen to it? Is it written to us? I see. I see. Well, that's how I'm going to do it. Like it's written to us. How shameful if we get offended. Huh? Praise the Lord. You mean I should make it my business to go pick peas? Well, is it written to you or not? Boy, we sure are hypocrites. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Call to be saints with all that in every place. Call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you. Grace and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. I talk about that. You should get excited about it, but you get offended. This is so backwards. So backwards. I speak to you all of the grace that is given you by Jesus Christ. Huh? Grace to go to the tabernacle. Grace to go to the pea patch. Grace to come to the dining hall. Grace to obey. Grace to dwell together in unity. Grace. I see. Now you all can play all the games you want to. This is what I believe. I rebuke all that other bullshit. And you're a damn fool to come in here and not believe what I say.
Amen.
You're digging a pit for yourself.
Yes.
And if you don't come to the pea patch, then just keep going.
Amen.
Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Then you just keep going.
Amen.
Don't stay here.
Right.
It's a damn shame.
Right.
Why you want to listen to me?
Amen.
My God. Bunch of folk that eat peas and don't want to pick them. That's crazy. And then want to tell everybody else how wicked they are. Give me a break. Give me a break. It is sickening, brother. And such things. We are Christians here, which means we are under authority. We like the one, but not the other. We're double-minded, unstable. If our example was under authority, then are we not under authority? If our example became obedient, humble himself, then should we not do the same? Well, with our mouth we say that, and then in our actions we do the opposite. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You wicked devil, get thee behind me in Jesus' name. I really believe what I'm preaching. When I see you walking contrary, come on, saints. God woke me up this morning, put this down in my heart so that I could give it to you. Are you going to receive it? Now, Christians will receive it. Are you a Christian? Come on. We're not playing games. Come on. It's for life or death. We should believe it like that. God's done everything that he needs to do that we can be saved. And we frustrate that, we're going to hell. Yeah, and you can't go doing it your way. Not being obedient? Absolutely not. Not even close. The best you can do is deceive yourself and get to the judgment and hear him say, depart from me. I never knew you. If y'all don't know what I'm saying, then you don't know it. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you.
Amen.
We have grace from God.
Yes.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
It's
yes,
abundant.
Thank you.
Abounding.
Yes, Lord.
Sufficient.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Absolutely.
I know experimentally.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The more I talk like this, the stronger I get.
Thank you,
Lord. He'll do the same for you.
Yes.
I could say that foolish stuff that y'all say too. I could. It won't do me no good. I believe God. Hallelujah. Somehow the devil just convinced us that we can say whatever we want to say and grow in grace and be strong in the Lord. It hadn't happened. It won't happen. You need to believe God. You need to find the low road. Get on it and stay on it. Now, Paul is praying that in everything you are enriched by him. In all utterance. Y'all know what utterance is? In whatever you say. I see. Huh? And in all knowledge. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. So that you come behind in no gift. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Shame that we come here and complain about God saving us. We don't say it like that, but that's what we do. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, he tries sorely, like he did all and does all, and tell us that it's precious, the trial of your faith.
Hallelujah.
And he's given us faith so he could save us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He confirmed you and shall confirm you unto the end. You know this preaching is confirming you? From the very beginning throughout. I started out with saying, you don't mind if I call you saints? And then I preach to you like you're saints. I reprove you like you're saints. Yeah, I identify with you like you're saints. I love you like you're saints. See? Y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Seems like we can't get past that. Seems like he is faithful. But he's called us into the fellowship. That means into... same things. Come on. He's called us into be the same thing. Now what fellowship is? Like things? Hallelujah. Now you know there are all kind of fellowships. Oh yeah. But we've been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Common things. Common salvation. Common faith. Same God, same Lord. And we seem to just give place to everything that calls us to walk contrary to that. And just say, well, you know, we free to do this. And he didn't call us into that.
Amen.
He called us into the fellowship of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord. I find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So God's faithful to do it. Called us into the fellowship. Now what this means is we're called to be friends with God. Truly our fellowship is with the Father. So actually, that's the fellowship that he called us into.
Thank you, Lord.
See?
That's right.
Well, that's no different than he's faithful to call us into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We've been called to be God's friend. See? This is the fellowship. Well, well, well. We're going to wiggle out of it, though, huh? We're going to be God's friend, but not Rose's friend, huh? Certainly not your friend. Huh? All right, if you do it my way, Tim, I'll be your friend. See? We've not been called into that. Truly, our fellowship. We've been called into the fellowship. It's the same thing. One of these scriptures is in 1 Corinthians. Other scripture, I think, is in 1 John. But it's the same thing, talking about fellowship. God is faithful, who had called us into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, the reason it's that way, because for us to have fellowship with God, there has to be a way to do it. And the way is Jesus Christ. And Terry's in the body. See? Yeah. Not by his own volition. God called him. Is that not his prerogative? You're not going to take issue with that, are you? Huh? See? We'll find an occasion, though, won't we? There ain't nobody picking peas but me. Praise the Lord. But understand, if put it in perspective, God has made peace with us, low-down sinners, transgressors, rebels, and dissenters, huh? And traitors. So I want to erase all of that and make you my friend. That's what the fellowship is. Now, of course, being called into the fellowship does away with a lot of other things. As long as we don't mind them going, fine. When we try to hold on to them, then we oppose the fellowship. And we want to be double-minded. Or we want to walk in the flesh and hang on to our earthly desires and be in fellowship. We can't do that. If that was the case, we wouldn't have to be called. We were already that way. We were already contrary. Disobedient. Yeah, we were. But he called us to obedience and humility and submission that he might exalt us, that we might be partakers of his glory. And we walk in the way that, God, he's trying to take some from me. And nothing could be farther from the truth. He gave his own son. What is he trying to take away from you? Or your mansion, huh? You're right. Absolutely not. He's given you right. See? Become sons of God. Hallelujah. May you partakers of all that he has. Like the father told the elder son, he said, all that I have is thine. Don't y'all know that's what God tells us? Why is it we murmur and complain then? That means the suffering too. Yeah, the suffering is ours too. But we rejoice inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's suffering. Hallelujah. And we do good when we suffer for Christ's sake. Not so good when we suffer otherwise. But we will suffer. We might as well suffer for the cause. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, you just want me to obey you. Only for righteousness' sake. You know, not for a feather in my cap. Just for righteousness' sake. You understand? It would be for your benefit. No. Some of you are in disagreement with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Yeah, how sweet when we walk as Christians, not any of this other stuff. How sweet, how sweet. You mean that's not a honorable enough badge? We want to take our Christian off and put on something else? Huh? I'm a West Virginian. Really? Really? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm a Patterson. Really? Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Now, again, we don't try to do these things. The truth is manifest. These things are so intrinsic. I mean, they're just in there. And they're so subtle that the truth brings them out. God's requirement on us brings them out. I mean, that's what the law does. The law shows God's requirements. Well, it exposes the wickedness in us. Y'all know that? I'm saying it, right? Y'all know what the purpose of the law is? To tell you God's requirements. Well, it's the same thing. To tell you God's requirements. The law said this is what God requires. You know what it reveals? We're sinners. That's what it... We don't measure up to what God requires. That's what the law tells us. So here's God's requirements. You don't measure up. And that's the purpose of the law. The law still stands, you know. We don't measure up. Hallelujah. Not of ourselves. But ye are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. I'm going to be done here shortly. Charlie ain't going to do the huckabuck. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, I beseech you, brethren, I had to get to this one now. Why do we say it so much? So much opposition against it. I mean, I speak it, and then there's this force come back saying, no, that's not right. Y'all know I feel that?
Yes.
No, not. Not.
Absolutely.
Maybe when it says, beseech you, brethren, that you speak the same thing, it's talking to the spiritual. Absolutely.
Yes.
Pray, y'all spiritual?
Yes.
Glory, glory. You know how you be careful to speak the same thing? And don't speak anything erroneous. That makes sure that you speak what the truth says. If you're not sure, don't speak it. Then you speak the same thing. But usually we do it the other way around. This is what perturbs me. This is what I feel. So this is what I speak. Speak the same thing. Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm telling you how to do it. And we are the children of God. This is how you speak the same thing. That means everything else that you speak has to fit in those. Has to conform to these. Yes? If you do it that way, you'll speak the same thing. But if you're so enamored with something else, and I'm going to speak it because, you know, I'm a Powell. See? Shame on you for being a Powell. I'm an Alston. I see. We're none of those things. We're Christians. God said so. Now, when you don't agree, you kick against the pricks. Yeah, all this other stuff that we do, we're kicking against the pricks. God said, I've called you into the fellowship. And we say, well, no, I'm this. Then we kick against the pricks. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We deny the Holy One. We limit him. It's amazing how highly we think of these little earthly offices and situations. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. You know we Negroes, brother. Come on. Larry said, what does that leave me? Well, see what I'm saying? But we're none of those things. We the sons of God. We the heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. We the redeemed. We the called. Hallelujah. We the children of God. Hallelujah. See, we all fit in there. God did that for us so we could all speak the same thing. Be like-minded. Oh, we have trouble with it, though. but what has trouble with it is not of God. It's not godly. Now, we have grace to teach us to deny ungodliness. Speaking different is not godly. Grace say, deny ungodliness, worldly lust,
yes,
live soberly,
yes,
righteously,
amen,
godly.
Amen.
You all are recipients of grace, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, what's the problem with what I'm preaching?
Thank you,
deny ungodliness.
Beautiful.
ungodly for us to speak different. Simply because God said we shouldn't. That's simple enough. No fear, though. No fear. I'm going to speak like a man. I'm going to speak like a Caucasian. I'm going to speak like a spiritualite. No, we're going to speak like sons of God. Hallelujah. One body, one spirit, one hope. Even as we're called, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, above all, through all, in you all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Now, are you going to receive this as the word of God, or if you don't, it won't help you. You understand? God go to the trouble to give you faith so that you could receive this and believe it, and you do otherwise. You know, like I did the lunch money my mom gave me. I'm ashamed, but I did it. I can't blame anybody. How ungrateful. Now, I beseech you, brethren, Paul said, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing.
Amen.
And that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Hallelujah. It hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul. I'm Brother Stair's disciple. We're Moses' disciple. There was always somebody. Not the truth in front of us. Wait, somebody else. Y'all see how it went, huh? When Jesus stood in their face, they said, oh no, we're Moses' disciple. Well, of course, he said, if you believe Moses' writings, you'd believe me. And if you believe Brother Stair's sayings, then you believe me.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Every one of you saith, I'm of Paul and I'm of Apollos and I of Cephas and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Brother Stair crucified for you? Huh? Or were you baptized? Huh? In the name of Brother Stair. I see.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just, you know, it says in the name of Paul, the minister sent. Huh? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. Now, some take that phrase right there to say, well, see, Paul wasn't speaking by the Holy Ghost because he didn't remember whether or not he baptized any others. See how foolish that is? I guess we're not filled with the Holy Ghost either, because sometimes we don't remember, right? Huh? Okay. But when you oppose, you just suppose. You know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. He said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. The foolishness of preaching. Of course, we have to receive the engrafted word with meekness.
Amen.
Just being here is not enough.
Amen.
If you're here and you're opposing what I'm saying, you may as well not be here.
Amen.
It'd be better if you were not here.
Amen.
Romans 12, let love be without dissimulation.
Amen.
Abhor that which is evil.
Amen.
We can only do that by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Naturally, we don't abhor evil. No, it's a divine work of grace.
Amen.
Usually we just frustrate
it.
You know, when abhor evil, That's the divine work of grace. We don't want to frustrate it. Hallelujah. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned. Oh my God. One to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Oh God. I'm going to read on. I know we'll be wading through these deep waters. Hallelujah. Not slothful in business. That we have no business of our own. Our business is our Father's business. Don't be slothful in it. Be fervent in spirit. Hallelujah. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Given to hospitality. Hospitality. Doing things for the comfort and aid of others. Huh? Helping your neighbor out. Being a friend. Hallelujah. Bless them which persecute you. Oh, my God. Oh, God, that we have to rewrite our book now. Bless and curse not. Now, here it says, rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're in the fellowship. One body, one spirit. So y'all rejoice with me this morning. Hallelujah. Be of the same mind. Amen. One toward another. Mind not high things. But condescend to men of low estate. What's mind in high things, Pastor Rice? Well, that's when you know better than everybody else. Especially than the preacher. You know, that's mind in high things. Now, we don't agree with that because we're minding high things. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, be not wise. Condescend the men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. So don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. This is a natural state. No matter who the man is, naturally, he think more highly of himself. And in so doing, he think more lowly of his neighbor. And he certainly don't think right about God. Amen. Anytime we think more highly of ourselves, then we don't think right about God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. The reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. Now the God of patience and consolation again grant you to be like-minded. Like-minded. Don't resist that. Be like-minded. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. That's the standard. I agree with Pierre. He said, now Jesus is the standard. Absolutely. I got no argument with that. Hallelujah. But I agree with the word of God. When you speak it, when it's written, praise God, when I speak it, we should agree with the truth. Love the truth. By the truth. Thank you, Lord. Gird our loins with it. All these things we can do with the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Well, we heard from Pierre again. He said he loved us. We got it on record. Absolutely. He said, I'm praying for y'all. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another. As Christ also received us. To the glory of God. Finally, brethren, be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. How many times is that in there? I guess many times, huh? Oh, we overlook that and we find something else, though, don't we? You know, something that lines up with our dissension and our rebellion. Come on. In our seed-sowing discord. No? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with an holy kiss. Hallelujah. Now, some brothers are quick to tell you now that that's meant spiritually, you know. Well, as long as you understand. Look at him, look at him. As to rise, we're never going to conform. I understand. Praise the Lord. See, I'm preaching strength. Come on, Brother Ron. I'm preaching strength doctrine now. Thank you, Edie. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. 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 If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, I found this word again, any fellowship of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So in the Spirit, we're all the same. We talk the same. We think the same. We hear the same. That's in the Spirit. That's in the Spirit, because there's one Spirit. Come on. This is how we speak the same thing. Walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. If any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, again fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. See, I found it again. We won't forget it today, will we? Like-minded. Mind of Christ. Hallelujah. You know, he didn't think it robbery to be equal with God. But being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself. See? In the form of God and the form of man. So are we. Y'all know we're in the form of God and the form of man. If we're born again. Y'all don't mind if I call you saints, do you? In God's likeness. Hallelujah. And in the likeness of men. Anything else is antichrist. Praise the Lord. Christ in you. The life that I now live is no longer my own. We're going to hold you to it, brother. You want me to, don't you? I'm going to do it anyway. When I hold you to it, I hold me to it. And God is so wise, you know. Yeah, there's none like him. We so readily sing the songs and whatever. And then we walk all over them. Come on. Huh? Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. That's the word of God. That's the truth. Hallelujah. So the life that we now live is no longer our own. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. So let's walk in that light. Let's acknowledge that. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded. Having the same love. Being of one accord. One mind. This is from the scriptures, y'all know. This is from the scriptures. Hallelujah. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Malone. Praise the Lord. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made of himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. What condescension of what coming down. The eternal God made in the likeness of men. Woo! And being found in the form of a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient, even to the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. We want to have that same mind. Forgetting the things behind, reaching forth to the things that are before us. Hallelujah. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Let us mind the things of Christ. Hallelujah. Brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Well, finally, brethren, be ye of one mind. Again, how many times have I said? I'm being so redundant, but I found it in so many places. That's how Christ is. When we speak of Christ, it's always one mind. If it's not one mind, then it's not Christ. That's if we have some truth and the truth is not one mind, then it's not the truth. Hallelujah. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. But he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. This is something we have to engage ourselves in. You know, all the commandments, we must believe God and by faith walk in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let him refrain his tongue from evil. Or whatever is not of faith is evil. God didn't say it, it's evil. If it's not commensurate with the word of God, if it's contrary to the word of God, then it's evil. So consequently, many things that we think in our mind toward our neighbor, they're evil because simply we think them, which is not good enough. But usually for us, that's all we need. You know, I believe Marie don't like me. I believe Marie is doing this. I believe. And that's just a bunch of foolishness. Now, I know this is one of them strongholds. Absolutely. Man, if I feel it, it must be true. Yeah, if I somehow believe it in my mind, it must be true. If it's the truth, it's the truth. Hallelujah. I'd like to give y'all the benefit of the doubt. Praise the Lord. So someone mentioned a skillet out there that was full of water and just looking there. Well, I came to the conclusion, I said, probably somebody's letting it soak, and they'll get back to it. Only by the grace of God. Otherwise, I would have said, that low-down Terry. Huh? No. Well, I'm just saying this is how it should be. Yeah, we should just, you know, think the best about it. There's nothing wrong with that. So with that mindset, when I left the office, I was going to go back and clean it. I said, I'm going to, whoever this is, I'm going to help them out. Only by the grace of God. Understand that. I could have done it otherwise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. I don't. Come on. I mean, this is the mind of Christ. It's so easy to think evil of your neighbor. But we have grace not to do it. But lo and behold, we don't want to miss the opportunity to do it. Oh, yeah, she did evil, and I thought, I got her. Well, that's the natural state. Praise the Lord. But, all I did was just submit it to God, and this is what happened. God put it in my heart. He said, well, just you go back and you clean it. How about that? I didn't get to do it, though. I still get the credit for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, ain't God good? And that's how it is. When we purpose to do and obey God, all the stuff that we think we have to do, God will somehow get it done. If we just trust Him. I mean, if it really needs to be done, if He wants it to be done. It's happened so many times. If we don't have any time to help anybody, we're never going to have time. Really, we won't. Praise the Lord. But if you have time to help somebody, then God will make sure He helps you. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. Hallelujah. That you always, and everything having all sufficiency. Yeah. You'll abound into every good work. Everything. Aren't we blessed? Hallelujah. You blessed, David? Amen, amen. All right. Let's see. We're going on in Jesus' name. We're coming to the conclusion. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, someone has cleaned up my messes before. Absolutely. I know that's the truth. Yeah. You know, sometimes I purpose to get back to them and didn't. Sometimes I forgot. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. His lips that they speak no guile. Remember now, we're going to press it a little bit. Make sure that you speak. Now, what you think is all right. But you need to bring them captive. Come on. Just because you think it, don't say, well, you know, I've got to go ahead to speak it. Oh, no. I got a real strong hunch, though. This is what Maria is doing. Don't speak it, though. Don't speak it. Don't speak it. Yeah, refrain your lips. What? This is God's wisdom. Hallelujah. Speak that which becomes sound doctrine. You can say whatever the devil is doing, God's going to work it out for good. Y'all don't know that's the truth? Let him work. Stop complaining. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, many times we get ourselves in situations. That's how I get in mine. See, I know experimentally. Absolutely. Praise the Lord, but God's been merciful unto me. Yeah, He's not giving me what I deserve. So I strive hard. I ask him to help me not to complain. That's so ungrateful. I've got nothing to complain about. No, I don't. Praise the Lord. Neither do you. I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. So do you. See how we can speak the same thing? Hallelujah. But my dad used to say, man, you make your bed, you have to lie in it. Wisdom of God say, whatever you sow, that you reap. So, whatever we're reaping, that what we sow, we can put it like that. So, a first way to get deliverance is acknowledge that. Don't blame the government. Don't blame the white man. Don't blame the preacher. Say, look, this is a situation I got myself in. See? Whatever it is. Say, this is where I got myself. Hallelujah. And acknowledge that and ask God to help you. This is the way to do it. Make sure you ask God to help you. Don't send for the rain dancer and then ask God for rain. He's not going to do that. There's wisdom in what I'm saying. If you ask God for help, make sure you look for him for the help. Don't look to the government. Don't look to your mama. Don't look to your daddy. Make sure you look to your father. I'm the Lord thy God. He will help you. He wants to get the credit for it. He don't want you to get the victory and say, my God, look what I did in all my wisdom. See? You know we do it, huh? Yeah, this is the most that men trespass against God. They take God's grace. They take his honor. The things God do, they take it. They do. Yeah. Hallelujah. They boast in themselves. They won't boast in God. Come on. They trust in themselves. They won't trust in God. They trust in something, but they won't trust in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you can figure out how to get out of it, then God ain't in it. God ain't in it. Hallelujah. God not in that, brother. They call it coming to your wits' end. Yeah, like Jehoshaphat. He said, Lord, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you. Hallelujah. That is the truth. I'm glad you all finally got excited. Y'all know I love you, don't you? Praise the Lord. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Yeah, God loved me first. And because he loves me, I love you. Y'all know that's the scripture? If any man love God, he loves the brethren also. Good. So I know y'all love me. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have our love perfected. Because he's going to perfect that which concerns us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's situations, circumstances I hear about, they are devastating. I mean, whoo. But I must know, being a man, that they're ones we got ourselves in. Oh, yeah. It is the truth. Praise the Lord. Ultimately, though, it's God working out his will and good pleasure. You know. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And God is able. Yeah, God did turn old Nebuchadnezzar around. Y'all know that? He still did wickedly. We can't say, well, no, you know, he didn't. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He made golden image and, you know, said, hey, now y'all bow down to it and come on. He did do it. That was wicked. But after God showed himself strong, he said, man, ain't no God like this one. Hallelujah. Certainly, we all like-minded can come to the same conclusion. There's no God like the one we serve. Hallelujah. His ways are past finding out. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, but that old adversary, that old flesh, that old man, huh? Instead of giving God praise, it will have us complaining. Huh? Come on. That's real sad, you know. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Ye are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, when your head begin to drop and you begin to be in doldrums and you pick up your muck rake, think about these things. Huh? When your soul cleaves to the dust. Huh? Come on. Think about where the Lord has brought you from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we read about a dissenter. Huh? We've all been there. I'm just telling you. It's in there, brother. So we've all walked in it. Yeah. And I noted the phrase, let's see. They're against official policy. Now, official means official. Drill sergeant said it like this one time. Soldier Shore, he said, soldier, you're late for formation. He said, drill sergeant, your watch is slow or fast. He said, it might be, but it's official. So that lets us know what official is. Okay. It might not line up with your standard, but it's not the thing to judge. Huh? Drill sergeant said, it might be, but it's official. So when absolutely, when authority establishes a policy, except it's in direct disobedience to God, it is official, no matter what you think about it. There's no other way we could do it the other way. If I do it to please Bakia, it wouldn't please Marie. Certainly wouldn't please Derry. Huh? And it wouldn't please God. But we can please God. Yeah, that's God's charge. We should please God. Enoch did it. Y'all know he's in the book. He had this testimony. That's the one I want. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I'm running this course, this race with patience, fighting this good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Want to finish my course. Hallelujah. And we can do it by keeping the faith. All right. So we're going to, Brother Edward's going to pray for us today, but I'm going to read the counterpart. You know, there's always the positive and the negative. They're both needed. You know, we didn't have adversity, we couldn't be saved. Absolutely not. Not without the trial of faith, we certainly couldn't be saved. No. If everything and everybody pleased us, we certainly wouldn't be saved. No. So Christ pleased not himself. God highly exalted him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. One time, Brother Skinner, I believe, came to me and said, Pastor Rice, man, I'm having a real hard time. He said, you pray for me. I'm having a real hard time. Soon after that, Skinner was gone. So I always take note when people tell it to me like that. Yeah, we are having a hard time, but usually we're the ones that make it hard. Come on. We put God in it. It lessens up immediately. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But what we're having a hard time doing is settling it in our heart. This is the Lord's doing. And there is a way out for me. Y'all know whatever you're in, there's a way out.
Hallelujah.
You can't figure it out, but there is a way out. They got old King Manasseh out. Boy, that's one of my favorite. Praise the Lord. Or Nebuchadnezzar. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So he's able to save. Yeah, I always pray, man, God, if you would just send Rachel through them doors. Well, I would rejoice. I would. Yeah, send Caleb too. Huh? Send Mark and Rebecca too. Bring Malachi, Isaiah, bring Robert. And yeah, God's able to do it. I'll pray until he tell me not to. Because I have no demand on God. This is my request to God. I know he'll do right about me. That's how Marilyn said. She said, God's going to do right about me. Keep that in mind. No matter who does you wrong, if you let them, God won't. God won't do you wrong. And as you keep that in mind, then you understand that no one else can do you wrong. Huh? Your circumstances, God's seen them before. Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Huh? Blind men, lame men. Come on. Poor men. Come on. Hallelujah. All sinner men. Y'all know we're all sinners. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, I want to be a Christian in my heart. How about you? In my heart. In my heart. Oh, I want to be a Christian in my heart. So we are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A Christian is born of God.
Yes.
Called of God.
Woo.
Purchased of God.
Yes.
Believes God.
Amen.
Trusts God.
Yes.
Obeys God.
Yes.
Identifies with God. His life is God. God is his life. God is above all. He's crucified with Christ. Hallelujah. He lives in Christ. Christ lives in him. He has the mind of Christ. He walks in the wisdom and power of God. Hallelujah. Y'all don't mind if I call you Christians, do you? Huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you excited, Dorothy? Does the birds chase your cat? You hear that, Larry? Oh, praise the Lord. That's upside down and backwards. Huh? Complaining Christians. Upside down and backwards. Huh? Slowful Christians. We are Christians, though. Y'all don't mind if I call you Christians, do you? Huh, saints? Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Ooh, wow. Heavenly Father, help me, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
How do you pray? After words like this, Lord God. Lord, thank you. There was something in this, as it is in every daily bread, Lord God. It's a bag of assortment, and there's something in it for every one of us. And in fact, all of it is for every one of us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I'm so thankful for it. We're so thankful for it, Lord God. Thank you that you remind us continually, oh God, who we are. We're saints and we're Christians. And we shouldn't mind being called Christians, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We shouldn't mind being called Christians. In this generation, Lord God, I can say they were first called Christians at the Overcome.
Thank you, Lord.
Or Kennedy's. Lord, Father, you know, all these things, it's so true, Lord God. It's just, if we could only help us, Lord, if we could just only learn to apply the truth when the time comes. And, we rejoice with Adam. We receive the word immediately. And we rejoice, but God, then when we go out, well, and we know it's going to be probably in the first watch. We'll see it out in the pea patch. We'll see it in the strawberry field. We'll see it in the kitchen and in the wash house and at the cow barn and at the milk barn and at the garage and in the field. We'll see it. Then will we remember. Father, that's where we need your help. Because, Lord God, Father, you actually told the prophets, you told them a minute ago, you told them to preach like this and yes, shut their ears.
Hallelujah.
You want the ears of the, you want our ears open. But if we've determined that we're not going to hear, in other words, if we're willingly disobedient, you said, then preach this and shut their ears. Preach like this to shut their ears. And we've been warned and admonished again of that today, Lord God. What's that word? Dissident?
Dissident, brother.
Yeah. Preach the word and shut their ears. Lord God, we don't want to be dissidents. No, Lord, we don't want to be dissidents, Lord God. Father, this word is so much. God, when it's preached, it's just as you said, Lord. It's a very lovely song. God, does it minister to our hearts and our spirits? Just like with Saul, when David would play on that harp, that evil spirit would leave him. But as soon as David stopped playing, was out of his presence, here comes the javelin, or, you know. Father God, we don't want to be of the ones that come and sit before him and say, preach the word. Speak to us. We're going to hear you, but we're not going to do it. We're going to go right out here and do our own thing. We're going to murmur, complain, bite, devour. Oh, God, help us. Father, in Jesus' name. The answer is so simple, Lord God. If we just humble ourselves, acknowledge the truth, admit that that's how we are, even though that's not who we are.
Amen, brother.
We're saints and we're Christians.
Truth, Lord.
And Lord, true, Lord, we want to be Christians in our heart, not in our head. That's the problem. That's the problem. When we disobey these precious words, we are Christians in our head. But when it comes to apply it, that's when we find out whether we're Christians in our heart or not. So, Father God, Lord, again, Father God, just help us. Help us, Lord, to hear, to be willing, Lord God, and to not think that this kind of preaching is pointing at anyone to out of malice or spite.
Absolutely not, brother.
Come on. The man of God and the people of God have to endure the spirit of the dissonance every day.
Amen, brother.
You, God help me, because if it wasn't for your grace, in fact, I was, and I still can be very easily a dissident. If I go with my mindset,
yes, Lord.
If I let my mind go and the thoughts that come into my head and the thoughts that Satan feeds me, if I don't cast that junk down, God, I'll be the biggest dissident this place ever seen. And I have been the biggest dissident.
Amen, brother.
Yes, Lord, only by your grace, only by your mercy and long suffering, God. Oh, God, have you brought me to the point of wanting to be a Christian in my heart? And have you brought us to the place of wanting to be a Christian in our heart? The easiest thing to do is to rebel. It's so natural.
Amen. Amen.
It's so comfortable to the flesh. It ministers so much to our ego and our pride and our it's so easy. It's natural.
Thank you, Lord.
And we think it's spiritual. No, it's foolish. It's absolutely foolish. And the pastor named, he just named a few of the dissidents and the results thereof.
Amen, brother.
Yes, and the results thereof. And it's amazing that we can see that and still somehow think that our dissent is somehow sanctioned by you. And that won't happen to us. My God, help us, Lord, to come out of this foolish way. Even the thought of foolishness is sin.
Hallelujah.
What a foolish thought and a foolish assumption. But Lord God, I thank you also, Lord God, that we don't have to be discouraged. Not if we look unto Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If we're looking unto Jesus, oh God, you know, I remember Lord Pat, I remember Brother Stair. He would throw, and just like now, Pastor Rice is saying, Brother Stair would throw out things sometimes. And it seemed like he was just speaking off the cuff. But if we really believe that the word of God was in his mouth, like we say we do, and if we really believe every word he say, like we say we do, we would latch on to those things and they would actually keep us. And they would hold us.
Hallelujah.
Just like the words this morning. This is beautiful. My, again, how beautiful.
Yeah, thank
Woo!
You.
Lord, how beautiful are the feet of him that bring glad tidings.
Thank you, Father.
In exhorting us, reminding us that we're saints, we're Christians, and, exhorting us and encouraging us to be one, to become one. That's beautiful.
Hallelujah.
That's something the world don't know nothing about. They speak it. They talk it. Just like over there right now in Islamabad. Oh, come on. They talk a bunch of trash knowing good and well they lying through their teeth.
Amen.
Both of them. All of them.
True, Lord.
Every one of them. So we're not of them. We're the ones that truly want to be one. But to do that, we have to become not. We have to become as Enoch, as we just heard. And Enoch walked with God and he was not.
Truth.
We have to become not. And so many times, Lord God, in fact, every day we see it in some way, shape or form. And it comes to every one of us, Lord, as you know. So much of our problem around here is because we focus too much on ourselves.
Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord.
When I see people that's constantly kicking cans down the road.
Oh, God.
And, oh, woe is me. Oh, nobody knows. It's because we're thinking too much of ourselves.
Amen, brother.
I'm sorry, but that's just the truth and that's the way it is. The Lord God has given us a spirit. The way he said, think of others better than yourself. We think of others. Minister to the needs of others.
Yes, Lord.
When we get involved in that, we will be amazed how much God lifts our own burden. But when we constantly focus on me, and what I'm going through, and not have any idea that the one you're crying into is the one, they're going through the same thing.
Hallelujah.
It's like the pastor priest. It's just the way they perceive it. It's the way they deal with it. It's the way we deal. Is are we looking to Jesus or are we looking to ourselves for the answer? And it's a beautiful thing to be have the grace and to be able to have the opportunity, Lord. Thank you for it, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For the opportunity every day, Father God, to get out of ourselves. That's why you brought us together. That's the whole point. The purpose, when you're living on your own, when you're out there among the heathen, you, your four no more, or just you. The only thing you focus on is you. Regardless of who else is involved, the ultimate center is you or me. And Father God, we will never find victory focusing on ourselves all the time. We'll never find victory like that. I'm just agreeing.
Amen,
I'm agreeing by experience, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm agreeing by experience. So, Lord God, we have the wonderful opportunity today and every day, God, to forget about ourselves, concentrate on him, and worship him. And when we worship you, Lord God, we find ourselves loving our neighbor, ministering to the needs of the saints. We find ourselves looking to edify the body, looking to give ourselves to the necessities of all the myriad of things that it takes to keep this thing going, not only in the carnal and the natural, but in the spiritual. It's a joy and it's a pleasure. And then That's when we get that foretaste of glory divine.
Hallelujah.
When we ask you to restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, that's what it is. The joy of your salvation is coming to minister to others. Jesus Christ, he stripped himself of everything. And then he parted himself of that garment. He robed himself and then he bent down and he took the disciples' feet and he washed their feet.
Thank you, Lord.
He ministered to them. He did not come to be ministered to, but to minister. That's the joy of your salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
And then we'll find that we'll actually can be a help not only to ourselves, but to our neighbors. And by being a help to our neighbors, we are a help to ourselves. And that's like, just as the pastor said, Lord, amen, I agree. Once we do that, God will take care of us.
Amen, brother.
He'll have others minister to our needs. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes, he will. When Jesus was in that garden and he was crying with strong crying and tears, he was doing that for the sake of the disciples.
Amen, brother.
He wasn't crying out for and focusing on himself so much. He was giving them an example. And Lord, and once he gave up focusing on himself, he said, look, okay, forget about me. Not my will, your will be done. Then you may send angels to minister to him.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the same now. When we say, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I want to do this, but no, I'm going to go to the pea patch, I'm going to go to the strawberry patch, I'm going to go to the kitchen, I'm going to come to the dining hall, I'm going to come to prayer, I'm going to go to that. Now he will send angels to minister to you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And forget about what we want to do. His watch is official.
Amen, brother.
Your watch, Lord, is official. And if it's time to pick the peas, that's official.
Amen, brother.
Just like Dave Marotta told us, if you're supposed to be hoeing the corn and you're hoeing the peas, you're a worker of iniquity.
True, Lord.
Period. So, Lord God, that's just one of the myriad of things. But help us, Lord God, to take all of this to heart. Ah, Lord God. And to consider it what it is. It's the blessing of you wanted to save a people. We're very few that you have given this knowledge to. God, you spoke parables. You spoke in parables that was deliberately designed so that those that were not supposed to hear would not hear. God forbid that be us.
Amen, brother.
Because this word of God that we're hearing, this is not in parables. It's only in parables to them that have not been given ears to hear, but not to us that have been given ears to hear and a heart to, and eyes to see and a heart to perceive. Only if we're going to determine that we're going, if we've determined that we're going to be willingly ignorant, then. So, Father God, help us today, Lord God, to want to be one, to want to be in unity, to let this word melt our hearts, Lord God, and stop trying to defend that iniquity that's within us that makes us individuals, because we're not individuals.
We're one.
We are one. We are one. And the sooner we come into agreement with that and submit to that, the sooner we will experience the joy and the light of your glory and the pleasure of being saints and being Christians. Until then, it'll be nothing but a burden. It'll be nothing but a burden because it'll step on our iniquity, which it's designed to do. Because no iniquity is going to enter into your presence.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, cleanse us, Lord. Save us that we know we're saved, Father God, and heal us. We need to be healed from these things. These are strongholds, and we need to be healed, Lord. So heal us till we know we are healed. And then restore, Lord, restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, Father. And we ask you for this and bless you for it all. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying.
Bless you,
Boss.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Pierre, we could use some help over here. Y'all love us? Hey, Brittany, we could use some help over here. Hey, praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Gives us so many blessings. And in helping others, you'll help yourself. Huh? Jesus laid it all down, but he lost nothing. He inherited all, got everything. Got the judgment from God, got the power from God. But he got that and laying it all down. Boy, we let the devil bamboozle us all the time, huh? Come on. Praise the Lord. He humbled himself, became obedient, and God highly exalted him. See? Praise the Lord. I remember the message that I think was Jackson preached. It was a good one. The name of it, or the title, I think, How Are the Mighty Fallen? Isn't that a good message? But sadly, he didn't preach it to himself. So God forbid that I don't preach to myself. That is the stupidest thing you can do. Yeah, there's no profit in preaching to others and not preaching to yourself. Because you'll end up preaching to others and be a castaway. See? Paul understood that. So that's my prayer too. I don't want to preach to y'all and not go to the pea patch. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. Lord being my helper, I'll be in the strawberry patch. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I do endeavor to be a good example. You know, I pray to God. Imagine me praying to God and then try to keep from going to the strawberry patch. That'd be quite hypocritical, wouldn't it? Lord, help me to be. I do pray it now. I want to be a good example in the midst of the saints. Well, then in my agreement with that, I want to go to the strawberry patch. I want to go to the tabernacle. Yeah, I want to suffer along with you. I don't want to find an occasion to accuse you. No, praise the Lord. But yeah, it was a good message. How are the mighty fallen? Because the mighty are fallen. And that's one of the perils of being mighty. Yeah. When you're strong in the Lord is one thing, but otherwise, you're in deep peril. Danger, danger. So the mighty are fallen when they're mighty in themselves. But when we're strong in the Lord, invincible. Invincible. We're Christians. Hallelujah. Bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things and enduring all things, overcoming the world. Hallelujah. We have eternal life. Come on. And we'll forever be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ. Praise the Lord. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.